Remember the innocent power of a pinky promise? That childhood ritual where linking smallest fingers somehow made a vow unbreakable? In Pinky Promise, this simple gesture becomes the foundation for something profound between two college students with walls built sky high. Fallon enters her senior year at Carter University with Olympic champion parents and a lifetime of conditioning that perfection is the only acceptable outcome. As head flyer on the elite cheerleading team, her entire future scholarship, graduate school dreams, and escape from her controlling parents depends on making it to nationals. But when a catastrophic fall during practice results in severe concussions and a fractured wrist, she's permanently benched, watching her carefully constructed life crumble. With her position, scholarship, and independence all threatened, Fallon faces returning to her parents' Colorado compound, a prospect that feels like a prison sentence after tasting freedom at Carter. Meanwhile, hockey captain Hunter Wilde struggles with his own demons. His protective instincts often translate to excessive aggression on the ice, jeopardizing his chances with NHL scouts. When these two collide, literally, as Hunter accidentally slams a library door into Fallon, neither realizes how completely their lives are about to intertwine, or how a childish gesture will become their symbol of unbreakable trust in a world where both have learned the hard way that people can't be trusted. The chemistry between Fallon and Hunter ignites at the cheerleader's car wash fundraiser when he deliberately arrives in his mud-splattered truck to return her forgotten biochemistry textbook. Their interaction crackles with tension as Hunter offers his team jumper to protect her book from rain, leaving his number with a note, in case you need a study break. This marks the beginning of their connection, two dedicated athletes from different worlds drawn together unexpectedly. Their relationship faces its first test when Fallon takes a job at the notorious rodeo bar. Hunter's protective confrontation gets her fired, leaving her without income and humiliated. After 6 days of desperate apologies, their reconciliation at the campus gym becomes a turning point when Hunter tells her, "You're not a burden," words that pierce through Fallon's walls. These four simple words resonate deeply with someone who has always felt like an inconvenience, from the foster care system to every relationship she's attempted. What begins as a playful way to seal agreements transforms into something profoundly meaningful for Hunter and Fallon. Their first pinky promise occurs during a movie night in Hunter's dorm room. While sharing popcorn, Hunter confesses Fallon is the only one he wants. Despite her warnings about trust issues, Hunter remains determined, sealing his promise by hooking his pinky with hers and adding a gentle kiss. The significance deepens at the ice rink when Fallon hesitates to let Hunter lift her. This reveals her fear from multiple cheerleading incidents that left both physical and emotional scars. Hunter's pinky promise becomes a pledge of both physical and emotional protection. In a world where both have experienced significant betrayals, Hunter's manipulative relationships and Fallon's parents prioritizing appearances, the simple act of linking pinkies represents something pure. It becomes their unspoken way of saying, "I trust you," carrying more weight than elaborate vows. Fallon's journey involves learning that accepting help doesn't diminish her strength. Raised by Olympic champion parents who treated her more like a project than a daughter, she believes relying on others shows weakness and her value exists only in performance. When concussions remove her from the competition team, she faces an identity crisis beyond being the star flyer. Hunter's persistent care breaks through her defenses. His help with training, interest in her writing, and belief in her abilities contribute to her healing. Fallon eventually opens up about her traumatic childhood, the brutal training regimens, unfair diets, and isolation her parents enforced. Books became her escape, and college represented freedom. By sharing these dark experiences, Fallon takes her first step toward genuine intimacy. Hunter's anger on her behalf, rather than pity, validates her feelings and helps her recognize her abnormal upbringing. By the novel's end, Fallon transforms from someone terrified of dependence to someone who can accept love without feeling diminished by it. Hunter Wilde evolves from an aggressive hockey captain known for fighting to a man of profound loyalty and tenderness. His protective instincts, initially manifesting as possessiveness, mature through his relationship with Fallon. Coach Benson's warning about Hunter's aggression threatening his career creates tension that culminates during a game when Hunter fights an opponent for making crude comments about Fallon. This incident catalyzes growth for both Hunter and his coach, who realizes his no relationships policy was misguided. Hunter's most significant development comes in learning to support without controlling. When Fallon shares her dream of writing a novel, he encourages her to pursue it seriously rather than treating it as a hobby. His belief in her talent expands her sense of possibility. Despite his physical strength and confidence, Hunter's vulnerability about his inexperience and insecurities with Fallon creates a foundation of mutual trust that deepens their connection. As their relationship deepens, Hunter and Fallon envision a future neither had previously imagined. For Fallon, whose concept of home carries painful memories, Hunter represents the possibility of creating something new, a relationship built on mutual respect rather than conditional approval. A pivotal moment occurs when Hunter shows Fallon a cabin near Larch Peak University that he plans to buy after securing an NHL contract. He reveals he brought her there to see if she'd be happy moving with him after graduation. "If you let me keep you as my girlfriend after we graduate, I'm going to want you living with me," he confesses. Their journey faces challenges when Fallon discovers Hunter arranged her job at his mother's diner, forcing her to confront her fear of dependency. After years of being treated like a burden by her parents, being treated like a prize leaves her uncertain. Rather than running, Fallon embraces this as evidence of genuine love, telling Hunter she wants him for like ever. Pinky Promise explores how genuine connection requires vulnerability. Both Fallon and Hunter enter their relationship with protective barriers, she with fierce independence and he with defensive aggression. Their journey involves gradually lowering these defenses to allow for authentic intimacy. When Hunter tells Fallon, "I love you," repeatedly, something no one has ever told her, he promises his love is unconditional, sealing it with a pinky promise. This represents Fallon's greatest fear and desire, to be loved completely without having to earn it. For Hunter, vulnerability means learning to articulate his feelings, admit his inexperience and insecurities, stepping outside his comfortable masculine role. In the final scenes, we see two people who've learned that independence and intimacy can coexist. True love doesn't demand self-sacrifice, but creates space for growth while providing unwavering support. Their linked pinkies symbolize this balance, two separate individuals choosing to connect, promising to catch each other. Perhaps that's what makes pinky promises powerful. They remind us that the strongest bonds often begin with the smallest connections.